From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has named three key members of his cabinet's national security branch. In a statement released on Friday, the president-elect said he would nominate Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions as attorney general. Sessions is a staunch conservative. He has made some tough and sometimes controversial comments on immigration, but his sentiments mirrored Trump's on the campaign trail. The president-elect also announced he would nominate Kansas Representative Mike Pompeo to head the Central Intelligence Agency. Retired Army Lieutenant General Mike Flynn was picked to be the National Security Advisor. Unlike Sessions and Pompeo, Flynn will not need confirmation by the U.S. Senate. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says increased security and police presence around Trump Tower in Midtown Manhattan, will continue until the president's inauguration on January 20th. At a news conference with New York Police Department and Secret Service officials on Friday, de Blasio said that the city was considering asking for federal help to cover the increased costs.
That this is a very substantial undertaking. It will take substantial resources. And we will begin the conversation with the federal government shortly on reimbursement for the NYPD for some of the costs that we are incurring.
The mayor said security will be reassessed after the inauguration if Donald Trump decides to split time between the White House and the Trump Tower. Meanwhile, New York's attorney general says President-elect Donald Trump has agreed to a $25 million settlement to resolve three lawsuits over Trump University, his former school for real estate investors. This is VOA News.